We have some guests on this particular episode. We have some baby chickens here in the floor, and they may be making a little bit of noise. Now, in today's episode, we actually have some dire news. A journalist that was responsible for the famous Loretta Lynch, Bill Clinton tarmac meeting, where the infamous suspected deal that they cut was made public knowledge, is now dead of an apparent suicide. Another Arkansite in a long list of Clinton-related journalists that just mysteriously died while investigating them. Also, China is in a deep panic as they prepare for inevitable war. They want to also increase their nuclear arsenal, and they're calling on the West and other countries to decrease theirs. We have warnings from our own military, even though they're sort of, conflicted at this point with China Joe in office, that China is indeed preparing at a sustained and dramatic rate for conflict. And why? Of course, because the world is going to investigate them. They know which way the wind is blowing, and they understand what is going on in American politics. The deep state is in a panic as well. The audits are continuing. They are growing, and they are spreading exponentially like a virus called freedom. And that is going to inevitably lead to great transparency around what happened, at the very least, and an accountability. We may not have necessarily President Trump back in office at the White House. I don't know that that's going to happen, and I can't say that that's going to happen, and I don't want to give you false hope. But we will get to the bottom of what happened, and we will find out what happened with this biological attack from China as well. Now, I hope this isn't too distracting with the little chickens in the background. It's raining outside, and I'm still building in my infrastructure on the farm, which is essentially just raw land still, with some fencing on it, and we have our driveway. But I also want to mention the deadly suicide vaccines at the VAERS system itself, the Vaccine Adverse Effects Reporting System, which most people don't even know about. The adverse effects since this particular round of suicide vaccines, which aren't really even vaccines, they're mRNA modifying genetic experiments. That's really what we're dealing with here. It's not even technically a vaccine, but I call it the suicide vaccine. And why? Because the VAERS system, which most people don't even know about, which traditionally gets 1% or less of actual effects reported to it because no one knows to report it. This system is warning us that people are dropping dead like flies in winter. Folks, it is insane. It is like a hockey graph, and I will show you a little bit later in this episode, if you're watching, exactly what is going on with the death toll suddenly spiking and the adverse effects also being reported around these new genetic experiments that are being rolled out on the human population. All of this and more, sorry about the long intro, coming up after a short word from our Patriot sponsors. Welcome back, my friend, to The Silent War with your host, Dustin Nemos of Nemos News, where we continue with your help to break the cycle of fake news.
Got sleep issues? Let me guess. All natural sleep aids don't work for you. Well, they only have one or two ingredients to help you sleep. What good is that? Try the brand new Sleepy Joe Sleep Aid. With 18 powerful sleep-inducing ingredients, Sleepy Joe is guaranteed to put you out like Sleepy Joe in his mama's basement. The label says take two, I take one. 30 minutes before I plan to sleep, and dagnabbit, I'm out like a light for about 8 hours. Grab yourself a bottle at redpillliving.com/sleep. It sells out fast, so take action now. That's redpillliving.com/sleep. Lights out.
NemosNewsNetwork.com. Breaking the cycle of fake news.
Yeah, you can tell. They're super cute. My daughter really, really, really loves these things and wants to, like, pick them up and pet them and, you know, everything else. This is the little baby chicken that just hatched at 3 a.m. last night. Here we go. The vaccines are killing people. And they're not even really a vaccine. I know I call them the suicide vaccine for convenience sake, and so that I hope it will catch on and people will use that term to scare others so that they will do their own homework instead of just trusting people in white coats like Dr. Fauci the fraud, who changes his position based on the politics, not the science. That's why his position keeps changing. It's not grounded on principle or any sort of a fundamental rules system. It is anything goes to win power and lie and lie and lie. That's exactly what he's been caught doing over and over, even suppressing real medicine like hydroxychloroquine at great, great personal enrichment. He is a mass murderer and a mass profiteer from that murder. Now, I want to go back to the VAERS system, the Vaccine Adverse Effects Reporting System. Traditionally, as I said, most people don't even know it exists. Less than 1% of people actually report anything because they don't know that it exists. And now it has blown up from less than 2,000 to over 6,000 by now. I mean, it's 5,997, but by the time I'm reporting this to you, it's probably much, much higher than that. So over 6,000 now have reported that they've died from the vaccine. Now, this isn't even considering the massive amount of side effects and sicknesses and disease and illnesses and things that are coming with these vaccines, which I've already reported, they're dwarfing all of the other vaccines' effects throughout the entire history of the United States vaccine program. These are worse. They are doing more damage all at once than they have in the past all at once, or altogether. So this, if you're looking at the chart here, right here in 2020 late, you can see as that graph shoots up from less than 500 to over 6,000. Wow. Something is happening. People are dying in mass by the thousands, by the tens of thousands, and soon by the millions. Because as we've already reported, Nobel laureates and other high-level scientists that study this, that understand this, are warning us. Not only are the government interventions nonsense and they don't work, they're making the problems worse, but the vaccines are going to kill the people that take them. Now, continuing from there, a brave 11-year-old New York schoolgirl kicked out for refusing to continue to wear the mask, complaining of tyrants in school, of bullies in suits and air-conditioned rooms running the administration while children are in no air-conditioned trailers of 96 degrees or higher outside temperatures with inside temperatures of 86 degrees and higher, with masks on and forced to try to go through their school day with sweat pouring off of them. That this is essentially a quicker version of what she's saying in her own letter, and I'm sure her parents helped. This is a little bit beyond an 11-year-old, but it was a great message, and she was triumphant and proud about it. I'm sure the government is now going to try to attack her or attack her parents or their parental rights, and if so, we'll have to follow up on this and protect them as best we can with a little bit of a lens of the camera focus. But as Mao said, the great evil Chinese mass murderer who created the CCP, Communist Chinese Party, and founded it on the blood of his own people, he said that power stems from the gun or the barrel of a rifle or the barrel of a gun. And I would say that in today's time, and I've repeated this over the years, that power also stems from the lens of a camera. By shifting focus to the bad guy's actions, sometimes we can have small victories and protect people. And that's something we've seen again and again. As they've tried to make examples, the people have rose up to protect those examples from them as best they could. Now, this young girl is just one of the many, many millions of children who are suffering silently, without a voice. And I would argue that, a lot of the way this world works, it victimizes children. And maybe it's even sort of set up to do so at a sort of a fundamental level, and the incentive structure, of course, and get cash for kids, all those sort of examples that we've seen in the past, and the child abuse and the child rape and trafficking that's happening from our own child protective services, depending on what they're called. In each state, they have their own name, but they're our own child welfare services. But, I would argue that the parents that go along with that system, the ones that really sort of buy in, and trust the authorities, they are obfuscating a fundamental role of protector for their child. And it's hard enough on children without a protector in this world. But when the person who should be their protector has obfuscated that role, or whatever the word is, abdicated that role, then they become an enabler of child abuse, yes, but also, you know, what kind of life can that poor child expect? You know, no guidance, no protection from things like Marxism or this sort of push of transgenderism or critical race theory. I mean, what shelter can they have from any of this? No child is prepared for these complicated issues and politics that come with it. The best you can hope for is that they get tired of people trying to brainwash them and they just go the other way. That's kind of what happened with me. You know, the propaganda wasn't exactly on the low end coming through as a millennial, the education system. I'm sure by now it's much worse. Now, we also have top U.S. generals warning that China is increasing its military at a serious and sustained rate. That means that they are preparing for war, and in their own publications, they're preparing for war. In their own publications, they're calling to increase their nuclear arsenal so the West will never mess with them, that sort of thing. At the same time, they're calling on other countries to, you know, be less hostile and dramatic and cut down their own military and nuclear arsenals and that sort of thing. So, you know, it's one side of the mouth is saying one thing, the other side of the mouth is preparing for conflict, okay? So they see the writing on the wall. They see that the way the EU and the world and the United States wants to investigate the origins of China, this is not going away. And it will continue to be a issue close to all of our hearts as those we love drop dead from the suicide vaccines. We will not forget or forgive this issue. China must pay a price. We must make China pay for this. And that is exactly what President Trump has been warning for a while. That is how you keep people honest. That is how you keep bad guys from doing bad things. It's called consequences. Now, President Trump also weighing in on the audits and what is going on with the push to have election integrity and accountability. He is saying that Rudy Giuliani and Mike Lindell will go down as heroes in the someday, but in the not too distant future. This could be a hint. Maybe Trump is being optimistic. Maybe he understands what's coming. Maybe he's got a plan. We'll see what happens. Also, he weighed in on Biden administration's attempt to shut down the audit in Arizona and other places, because it's a federal threat. It's a threat to all states. This wasn't just for the Arizona auditors. This was a threat to all states. Right as 20, 30 states want to do their own forensic audit, the Attorney General of the U.S. comes out and says, we're going to look into you for violating civil rights or violating election laws or whatever. This is a states' rights issue. This is an open and transparent attempt to bully and threaten state lawmakers. That's what this is. This is a federal versus state issue. Now, I don't know what happens at the end of that, but I do know that the people are on the side of the president, and we have the states, so most of them. So at the end of this, I expect a very weak and very isolated federal government attempting to bully its way without the power to do so. And they're going to be using the agencies that they do have, the three-letter agencies, including the IRS, the FEC, the FBI, all of them, to do as much damage as they can. And a lot of examples and a lot of suffering are going to be along the way. But they will never be able to win because they just don't have the numbers, and they can't force their will on all of us without that. That's maybe why they want to kill half of us off. That's what's about to happen with this suicide vaccine rollout, if the high-level scientists that I mentioned are correct. And some of them are French. I can't pronounce their names, but I've referenced that in past videos. Check it out. Nobel laureate. In fact, I can pull it up right now, most likely. Nobel laureate, what was his name? Montagnier or something like that? He's the guy who discovered HIV. He says that the coronavirus was created in a laboratory. Let's see, this is not the one that I reported recently, but it was, I think, the same gentleman who said that these people are going to die. So check that out. It's in the NemosNewsNetwork.com/ Mega, M-E-G-A. There's a whole bunch of articles in there, a whole bunch of references to everything that we're showing you. Now, everything's archived for when they take it down, you know, just in case. Now, President Trump on the audit and the attempt to interfere from the DOJ says they want it over with because they seem to know what will be found. Of course they do. Of course they do. We already know that this was a widespread, systemic, and organized at a very poor level, and rushed with a lot of last-minute shenanigans and caught on camera, and the FBI was destroying evidence, everything else. We've got everything we need to prove it. So, of course they know. Biden administration also has closed a federal division that President Trump had set up that assists victims of crimes committed by illegal aliens. So if an illegal alien or human trafficker or some drug dealer comes up here and rapes, kills, murders you or whatever, this special branch is not going to be there to enact justice, hunt them down and throw them in prison or deport them as appropriate. You know, for people like that, I think we would be okay to deport them with a helicopter in the middle of the ocean. Now continuing, and let me be clear, I'm talking about the rapists and the murderers, not every single person. Judge halts debt relief program for farmers of color, saying that it is likely unconstitutional. This is in Wisconsin, but you know, we have a federal program which is taking in money from everyone and giving it only to black people. This is, of course, a violation of the Constitution. It is, of course, racist, and it is, of course, unfair based on its very inherent design and its, let me steal a term from the left, its inherent systemic bias. But fortunately, this judge saw that, and hopefully it will make it to the Supreme Court, and we can put an end to these sort of race-based handouts. I mean, it would be better to get rid of all of them, affirmative action included, where, you know, someone like my children, because they're, well, I guess my children are double screwed, right? Because if you're white or if you're Chinese, you get penalized trying to get into a college or something, especially if you're Chinese. You have to score almost twice as high to be able to get the same sort of access to colleges and such as a Chinese person. We've already covered in the past how Harvard is racist, right? I mean, my kids are half Chinese or half Taiwanese, same race. Does that mean that they're going to have to score twice as high, or because they have some white in them, they're going to have to go three times as high? I don't know, right? So it's a stupid and complicated system based on perceived oppression by the people who are in power, which perceive everything oppresses them. And that is communism, folks. That is where we are headed if we don't push back. They don't like the skin color. They don't like that you're white. They'll just take all your money and give it to someone else because, hey, you're offensive somehow. With Biden in the UK, 24 members of the parliament demand that he let Julian Assange go. Of course, he probably won't do that. But even if he did, they'd probably kill him. Just like the reporter who broke the Clinton-Lynch tarmac story, who's been found dead in his apartment of supposed suicide after moving his family to protect them and receiving massive amounts of death threats. Dead. Arkanside. Another journalist supposedly committing suicide. Thank you, Christopher Sine, for your service. And with that said, I hope that everybody has found this to be of value. Actually, you know what? I got one more thing to say. It reminds me of what happened to Isaac Cappy, who was a friend of mine who walked off a bridge in the middle of nowhere into oncoming traffic and conflicting multiple eyewitness reports, who had great joy in life and loved what he did, who I'd just texted a few days before, was working on new projects, supposedly walked off a bridge to kill himself. This is the sort of thing that happens when you expose those in power. Now, back to what I was about to say, if you found this to be of value, I hope that you will share, consider liking, subscribing, maybe even join our newsletter at nemosnewsnetwork.com/news. Also, if you want to support what we're doing financially, because YouTube, Facebook, everything else has banned us, they're pulling our bank accounts and everything else at this point, feel free to donate or shop Patriot with our sponsors. You can find the entire list of options and discount codes at nemosnewsnetwork.com/sponsors. We're 100% listener supported, and we have been for quite a while now, and we are taking a lot of flack for being over the target, as you can see with the constant attacks in the media and the documentaries and everything else and so forth. So if you want to support that, maybe even see me run for Congress, which is a very big possibility that I am still exploring, and hopefully we'll have some news on that front very soon, after consulting with Roger Stone and talking to a few other high-level folks. I'm going to probably do it. We'll see. So be ready. I'm going to need your support and help to win if I do run to take down a rhino. I've always wanted to go rhino hunting with Roger Stone. Anyway, here we go. I'll see you guys on the next one. Remember, we have some incredible products with our Patriot sponsors. We have Sleepy Joe, which is the most incredible sleep formula in the world. It's all natural. There's no drugs in it. There's no synthetics in it. It's all food-based, and you can check it out for yourself at redpillliving.com/Nemos. And if you're incredibly well rested, and the next morning you want to get up and go and get some stuff done. I've been in that mood myself lately. You can take a coffee from thegreatawakeningcoffee.com, get a cup of that, and you'll be set for the day as well. So we'll see you on the next one. Dustin Nemos out.